From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Tensions mounted in Zimbabwe Thursday as leaders of Southern Africa met behind closed doors in the capital Harare and in Botswana's capital to try to defuse the situation following this week's military takeover. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Some key figures in Zimbabwe's opposition are proposing a transitional government ahead of the elections already planned for next year. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai on Thursday urged Mr. Mugabe to resign.
Taking full regard of his legacy and a contribution to Zimbabwe.
The vice president Mugabe recently fired, arguably the catalyst for this military takeover, has kept a low profile. Emerson Mnangagwa, says Piers Pigou of the International Crisis Group, will lose credibility if he appears too close to the military.
It is absolutely critical for the new incumbents to be able to, I suppose, distance themselves as quickly as possible from the illegal actions of the armed forces here.
But Chitio says the negotiators have a lot to discuss. The crisis came out of a long-running, bitter rift in the ruling ZANU-PF party, which Mugabe has led for decades. Observers saw the move to fire Mnangagwa as a step toward the installation of Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, as vice president. That would have put the unpopular first lady next in line, behind her 93-year-old husband. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Dalai Lama says that since he is cutting back his international travel, when he is not able to make the trip himself, he might send his appointed representatives to attend international engagements or speak on his behalf indefinitely. The exiled Tibetan spiritual leader says he's increasingly physically fatigued. This is VOA News.